And I believe that that's one reason, because we got plenty of fresh air.
So you were air conditioned before they had them.
I believe that's one thing that caused us not to be sickly back then day. There's so many more cancers and everything nowadays than what there was back then days.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe it has something to do, you know, people eat all this junk food nowadays. That might have something to do with it, I don't know.
I believe one thing is poison, you know, that they're using nowadays.
You mean on the crops?
That's one thing, and then they put it on your garden too. Yeah. And then they get it in your dirt where you plant your garden. And then the meat you eat, they give it something to blow it up, hogs or yearlings or whatever they're going to kill to sell. Mm-hmm. They'll give something to blow that meat up, you know, mm-hmm. before they kill it.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, you see, the mess is that, I believe, is what it's doing. Mm-hmm. A big portion of it.
Did you ever keep a garden?
Down here at Wayside, where we lived 12 years after my husband got to where he couldn't work. Yeah, I kept a good garden down there. And hoed and picked cotton out there, and it come across with that old poison and just cover us.
Mm.
And
from a plane?
Yeah. And then they'd come out there to knock the leaves off of the cotton, you know, where we could pick the cotton. We'd be already out there picking cotton, and they'd cover us with that stuff. But I believe that's because of these skin cancers.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
But the doctor says it's because of sunshine.
Hmm.
But I still don't believe it. Everybody would have.
Who would have it that bad? She did.
But, well, they ain't bad out here. They're really bad on across my shoulders, back my neck. Mm-hmm. Have been, yes, but they're about gone now.
When you had a garden, what did you usually grow in it?
Cabbage, onions, tomatoes, okra,
mm-hmm.
pepper.
You like okra?
Oh boy, I love
it. Now some people don't like to eat that. Unless it's fried.
I love it boiled in beans.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I love okra anyway, you see.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever grow these little tomatoes that don't get much bigger than
that?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that makes the best soup.
What do you call those little?
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's what I always call them.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that before. Have you what would you put in a, I guess you made a lot of vegetable soup.
Uh-huh.
What would you put in a good vegetable soup?
Well, as I always heard, everything but the dish rag. I put beans, tomatoes, and cabbage, and a pot of pepper, you know, if it ain't too hot.
Yes, ma'am.
And corn, well, everything in the garden. English peas, anything I can get out of a garden, and then a chunk of meat. And boil it all up and make a pot of soup.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I could eat a bowl of that right now.
Yeah.
And be sure and put a whole lot of okra in it.
Yeah.
Boy, I love that okra in there too.
Did you ever grow these little onions that had the long stalk to them?